just wanted to say a few words to give a quick insight into what it was like being a grandchild. As awesome as it was, it's not as easy as you may think being a grandchild to one Belinda Morgan. Try and imagine Boo as your grandmother. Not the easiest task, as in my mind, Boo and grandmother simply do not go in the same sentence. In the traditional sense of the word, you just can't picture it. The past week I've been turning it over in my mind, and I find that it never seems to fit. She was always bigger than that. And the imagery that presented itself when thinking of Boo could only be described as Boo. My brothers, Tom, Geordie, and I were lucky to have Boo. And she was lucky to have us, her personal, contracted by blood, fix-its and handyman. In fact, she must have been delighted when the pool of these helpers was expanded by our boarding school buddies and our housemates. Craig would know this. Being students, it also meant that we were flexible. And this was necessary, as Boo's time frame was now. Jobs included, but were not limited to, fixing things around the house, especially when Geordie tightened taps too tightly, filling the water jug at Robe, walking the dog, giving tech lessons on her various iPads and phones, And usually we had to follow that up again. And she'd be incredibly generous in her payment. So as workers, we always managed to oblige. A bag lifting from the Carter kitchen and Boo would take you out for lunch. Walk the dog and fix her tap. Well, let's try that new place and don't worry about the bill. Mind you, any event like this, and you would be driving. You're probably aware that Boo lacked a certain finesse and grace when it came to driving. In fact, I'm pretty sure she thought the road was hers, the brakes were unnecessary, the steering wheel wasn't meant to keep the car in the lane, but rather in the general direction. And in fact, the lane lines were for everyone else. So yes, a special treat for Boo when we were in town was a chauffeur. One time, in fact, at Robe, she hit my car while standing right there. Typical Boo fashion, gas out. Boo, I'm afraid you just hit my car. Oh, did I? Well, that would come right out, won't it? Of course. We grew up to an out-of-tune chorus of Boo looking for her dogs. At Roe, in Adelaide, and anywhere in between. The first thing that pops to mind when thinking of Boo is standing there out front of one of her houses, hands on hips, Bundy? Bundy? Shortly followed by, well, I don't know why I bother, he's such a good dog. He always comes back. You may notice my takes on Boo always have exclamation marks with them. I don't think she spoke without them, so it can't be done with that. I shared a lot in common with Boo. In fact, so much so, I gave myself a maximum of 72 hours before we would inevitably lock horns and leave each other in a huff. In fact, if it wasn't for my mild-mannered brothers, a few gin and tonics between us, I'm sure we would have come to blows. In particular, Summer in Road comes to mind. So it doesn't take much imagination to know what I'm going to be like when I get old. Scarily looking at my writing, I think I'm already turning into her. Boo immersed us as young people in art and nature, and all the culture that came with her. I loved growing up with the fabrics and art that surrounded Boo, and I spent hours looking at them, thinking about their colours, their composition, and how each image pulled out this quirkiness of an otherwise formal family if you didn't know them. Boo was my art benefactor in a lot of ways, and most of what I drew and painted was with Boo in mind, and indeed mostly for her. I loved how much joy it brought to her seeing my work, and it's always meant quite a bit to me that she would, because you don't see much coming from Boo in fluffiness, and this was a way that we could share that. She was always there for us when we were at boarding school. A brandy and soda at the ready if we had a sore tummy. And there were some days when, if I wasn't feeling at the top of my game, I would head off with Boo for a coffee. She would tell me to stop all this nonsense. Subtle, no, but it helped out, and you always knew that she cared in her Boo way. Boo was many things for many people of many generations. And I will miss the old girl, even if we often agreed to disagree.
Thank you very much, Tilly. I'd now like to ask Ron Radford to come up and say a few words.